This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Disagreements over Israel's future military presence in Gaza and over Palestinian prisoner releases are obstructing a ceasefire and hostage deal. Zachary Goldman from Reuters reports.
U.S. President Joe Biden outlined a potential ceasefire deal in May, which would pause fighting in what has now been 10 months of war, facilitate the release of Israeli hostages, a withdrawal of Israeli forces, and open negotiations on extending the truce. Despite the intense pressure from Washington, no deal has yet been reached. And 10 sources familiar with the talks, including two Hamas officials and two Western diplomats, told Reuters that the impasse stems from Israeli demands it maintain a military presence in Gaza. All the sources said Hamas was especially concerned about the latest demand that Israel keep troops along what is called the Netzarim Corridor, which bisects the narrow Gaza Strip and prevents Palestinians' movement between north and south. Israel also wants to keep troops along the Philadelphia Corridor, a border strip between Gaza and Egypt.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. Democrats are celebrating after their Chicago convention as the Harris campaign braces for a tough road to November. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Kamala Harris's campaign is bracing for a hard road to November, even as Democrats bask in the aftermath of a celebratory convention. Harris's acceptance speech further energized Democrats like Douglas Mangione, who, like many, was despondent with Joe Biden atop the ticket.
I was coming here thinking, my God, nobody's got any energy.
There ended up being plenty.
This room was electrifying today.
In California's Bay Area, where Harris grew up, Natre Banks cried watching her speak.
I felt like she looked like me.
Harris would be the first black woman and first person of Asian American heritage to be president. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit VOA.